Distinguished Chair, High Commissioner, Deputy High Commissioner, distinguished delegates. It is never a good time to talk about staff, especially right after budget discussions. But I'm always grateful to have the opportunity to voice the staff concerns in a very direct manner, as they need to be heard. I want to emphasize from the outset that we have been working closely with management to resolve the issues I will talk about. Now, before sharing with you this year's statement from the Global Staff Council, I would like to pay tribute to our two colleagues, Dina and Ali, who were killed by airstrikes in Lebanon. Let us send our thoughts to all colleagues working in Lebanon and in the MENA region, and to all UNHCR staff who are risking their lives in emergencies across the globe. I'm taking the floor before you for the fourth year as the chair of the Global Staff Council and the second year as president of the CISUA Staff Federation. Each year, I have been informing the ExCom on the issues faced by our workforce and on the risks for the organizations that we have identified. As you have heard from the High Commissioner in his opening remarks, nearly 1,000 international positions have been cut, 20% on average across region, with a peak in the Africa subregions. These cuts led to an unprecedented situation of over 600 international professional colleagues finding themselves in between assignments. This critical situation requires a continuation of the freeze on external recruitment and other measures of prioritization of staff members for their placement, until the organization is able to find dignified solutions for all colleagues affected. In the past, UNHCR always managed this accordion effect with an ability to move its international staff from one emergency to the next. Solutions were there for everyone, with temporary assignments and missions made available to bridge assignments as a natural mechanism which supported the high mobility of our staff and the rotational nature of HCR careers. This downsizing also has significantly affected our national colleagues, including in countries that are suffering from conflicts and where they have little opportunities to find another gainful employment. Adding to colleagues' trauma of losing their job, there is also a persistent feeling that many decisions are made arbitrarily without oversight and safeguards or plans for the future of the organization and the workforce. In response to the growing concerns raised by the colleagues about the realignment exercise and the recruitment and assignment processes, the Global Staff Council conducted a staff survey in the beginning of the year. The survey was completed by 40% of all professional staff and one-third of national staff. Results showed an overwhelming lack of trust in the human resource system, with serious recurring concerns expressed by colleagues regarding transparency and management. On the realignment, respondents highlighted a perceived lack of central oversight over decision-making in the field, leading to a recurring perception that outcomes were arbitrary and not corresponding to the needs. Staff also expressed serious concerns regarding the continued external recruitment in recent years at all levels and without clear rationale, and the perceived removal of procedural safeguards and checks and balances in the system, consistently felt to be at the root cause of the current situation. Following the results of the survey, and in the context of this growing staffing crisis, the Global Staff Council set up a task force to make recommendations for short-term measures to address the situation of unassigned staff and for broader changes to the current assignment policy, with a view of instituting some of the critical safeguards that staff believe are absent. In various UN meetings, we hear about rejuvenation of the workforce and the importance that our organizations are able to attract the new generation of best possible staff. However, this discussion is not meant to lead to a simple replacement of the experienced workforce. Unfortunately, in HCR, the shift from a focus on career management to